I thought I will use this beautiful song as a foundation for discussing Nitai Katha, Leelas of Lord Nityananda. So this is Trayodashi. Traya means three, Dasha means ten. The 13th day of the waxing moon, that means the bright fortnight, when the sun, the moon becomes more and more brighter, in the month of Magh, in the town of Ekachakra, Lord Nityananda Prabhu made his appearance. Ekachakra is also called Radh Desh, the place where the Ganga does not flow. It is interesting how in ancient Indian culture, staying around a particular holy river was considered very important. And places where the Ganga doesn't flow was considered impious. In the Mahabharata, we also have the understanding that all those countries where the Pandavas did not go, they were called the Pandava Varjita Desh. That means that land was so bad that Pandavas didn't think fit to go there. So what is fit, what is not fit, what is good, what is bad? There is some kind of a semblance of instruction, following that, getting the benefit, at least in the first three yugas, Satya, Trita and Dwapar. And in the age of Kali, everything is topsy-turvy. We live in deserts, there are mega cities planned in deserts, there are mining towns at the extreme poles, Arctic. People stay there, 6 months there is no sun, 6 months there is only sun. And therefore, what to speak of getting up in the morning and doing your duties, in the holy body of water. So when we understand Vedic injunctions that sannyasis should not do this, sannyasis should not do that, they shouldn't cross over the ocean, it was meant to protect them from their daily rituals, daily schedule. But because Kali kind of makes everything hollow from inside, or kind of makes everything rot from the top, hardly any rules, regulations, hardly any cleanliness, mercy, any austerity, any truth. So, just like in a hospital, sometimes you have the patients crying out, "Nurse, nurse, doctor, doctor, I need to be attended to, I am having this kind of pain." Or they keep on ringing the bell. Where do you find the patients given the most attention? In fact, 24/7 there is someone taking care of them. ICU. Now in the ICU you have this kind of attention given. Is it because the patients are a bit special? Highly qualified people? They are highly qualified from one point of view. They are the most diseased. And they can leave their bodies practically. That's why that attention is given. So, similarly, in the age of Kali, Krishna actually gives the most attention. His parishadas, his associates, they come in those places where they are most forsaken. There is no hope of reviving any kind of spiritual culture. And that's what greatness is. Now, I also was part of that culture where you feel that school doesn't teach you so much. You have to go to a coaching class. And in Mumbai, there was one coaching class where they say, we guarantee you 90% result, 90% marks in SSC, 10th standard. But then they had a condition that you have to have minimum 85% plus in your 9th standard. So the understanding is, if you take 85% plus scholarly kind of students and then make them go above 90%, that's not much of a achievement, is it? They're already worked up, 10th standard is important. So in the previous ages, people were already godly, they already had qualities. And then to make them a little bit more extra pious. But in our Bhaktivedanta research, launching of the Bhaktivedanta Research Institute at Bharati Vidya Bhavan, there was this politician who told about a teacher in Jammu. He has a coaching class for SSC students, and the qualification is you have to have failed twice. Unless you have failed twice, you won't qualify for his coaching class. That's mercy, right? He's not taking scholarly students and then upping the ante by 2-3% or 5%, whatever. That means you failed once. Okay, you had too many parties or picnics or whatever. But if you fail twice in succession, that too in SSC exam, that means you really need attention. And then he would take them, and then he takes them into nature study and tries to find out what is their latent skill, makes them paint, do so many other things. And somehow they discover that, hey, I am not less intelligent. I was just not properly cared for or attended to or whatever. And then he makes them go above 55 or 60%. That's big. So, Lord Nityananda, he used these kind of mercy techniques. That's how he helped Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And through this revelation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I have taken few main ideas and I will try to develop them through Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes, and we'll see how it goes. So there was a massive drought in Radadesh province. Ikachakra was the town. And when Nityananda Prabhu made his appearance, suddenly there was rainfall, abundant crops, fruits, flowers, trees in full bloom. People were very happy. And at least the inhabitants of Ekachakra could understand, this boy who has appeared in this family of Hadai Ojha. If you see Bengal, there is this style of making everything into I, that is, Ram becomes Ramai, Narayan becomes Narai. Of course, we have Jagai and Madai. We will meet them later. So they were actually Jagadananda and Madhavananda. And that's how names are given a particular style. So Hadai or Hoda Pandit was called Hadai Ojha or Pandit. He was a Purohit priest. And his wife was the chaste Padmavati, a very, very saintly couple. And when they were blessed with this boy, the boy looked like a golden doll, so loving, so cuddly, people would like to hold him. And when they would hold Nityananda Prabhu, that baby in their arms, they would feel unexplicable, utmost bliss. Don't know where this bliss comes from and why we are so happy. And soon, Nitai started becoming, from a baby, he became a child. And then he got friends. And they would frolic around Ekachakra village. Even now, if you go there, Ekachakra is still a very sweet little village. Just few years ago, ISKCON had its own property, and now we have a beautiful temple there. In fact, in many of our yatras, Ekachakra was a very, it was like a focal point. I used to make the announcement, so I would be told again and again that make the announcements as clear as possible. We are leaving Mayapur at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be coming back no earlier than 10:30 or 11 o'clock, because it takes 5-6 hours by bus, and the Sutikagraha, the place where Nityananda Prabhu was born, that temple, the darshan closes at 11:45 or 12 o'clock. So the first thing was go there, get on from the bus, take darshan, and then you have the whole day, rest of the day for Nitai Katha and Pravachan. And of course, once it was it was Gopastami, some of you might be remembering, and we were torn between having ecstatic program at Ekachakra, and we also wanted to take the darshan of Radha Madhav, especially Radha Rani's lotus feet. And I don't think we had mobile phones or anything in those days. But the message was given to Jananivas Prabhu, and he said, "All right, you Chopati people, you are very special. At least you declare yourself like that sometimes. That we have come all the way and we need to have this. We can't miss Radha Rani's lotus feet darshan. So, what's the earliest that you can come?" And of course, yatra managers, we said by 7:30 or 7:45, their darshan closes. So, 8:30 we'll be there. 8:30, we were halfway around somewhere. Finally, we reach around, anybody knows what time we reach? 10? Okay, 10. Last bus at 11. And somehow it is Audarya Dham. So we got that darshan. Nitai would call his friends, and as it is explained, he would be the producer, director, and the writer of this script. And at that young age, 6, 7, or 8, 9 years of age, he would tell his friends that, okay, so one of them would be Kamsa and one of them would be Krishna. So now you have to hit him, you have to straddle on his chest and give him blows, and that's how Kamsa dies. Then you are Vasudev, she's Devaki. Kamsa has killed 6 of your newborn babies. This is Bhumi Devi, she is distressed that this Hiranyaksha has caused so much of an imbalance, and you should come as Varaha Devi and you should lift. And the local people would be amazed. How do you know these stories? And where do you get this information from? Those dramas, people thought these are just kids having fun. But these dramas would evoke such emotion and so much of joy these kids won't be reporting home and their parents would come angry. But they would see Nitai spending time with them, they also would feel bliss. So practically all the major Leela avatars, Nitai would enact. And one day, an especially notable incident is mentioned, that he said, now I'll play Lakshman and we will fight the evil Ravana. And he told one boy, you have to be Ravana's son and you have to put that Shakti weapon. And if something happens to me, you just tell Hanuman to bring the Sanjivani herb. And as usual, his friends would just say yes to whatever he said. And then suddenly, this boy said, I have this Shakti. Actually, it was a lotus flower. And he threw it on Nitai. And suddenly, Nitai fainted. Now, they thought, yes, you are supposed to lie. You are supposed to lie prostrate on the ground. But there was no sign of any life. They touched him. They tried to revive him. And then the elderly people came and said, what happened? And they said, well, today's drama was this. He said he's Lakshman. And then they said, oh, now we remember. Hanuman is supposed to bring the herb. So the boy playing Hanuman, he bought some flower and he put it near Nitai's nostrils and he started chanting Krishna's names and he got up. And then the elderly people would inquire, how did you get knowledge of these stories, of these intricate details of what is mentioned in Puranas? And true to his nature, Nityananda Prabhu said, these are my eternal pastimes. Of course, they won't understand what that meant. So Chaitanya Bhagavat and other biographical works on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have this information given about Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes also. It was such a happy childhood. Everything was so nice. Nitai was now 12 years old. And one day, a very attractive looking sannyasi, effulgent, he came at their door. As usual, when you see sannyasi, the fourth spiritual ashram, the leader, practically the leader of all eight ashramas, a brahmana is the leader of the varnas, sannyasi is the leader of the ashram, but technically means all other four also. Yes, Maharaj. We are very happy that you have blessed our home. Tell us, what can we do? And out of his, just like a bolt from the blue, this sannyasi says, I am a wandering monk. I just go around everywhere. I need an assistant. And before Hadai Pandit could even understand what he meant, I want your son to be my traveling companion. Now this is unthinkable from today's cultural point of view. Hadai Pandit said, I will talk to my wife. Padmavati said, well, my lord, if you feel this is the best course of action to be taken, we can't deny him. We said we will try to say yes to whatever he said. So outwardly, Hadai Pandit said yes. Internally, he was thinking, I don't know how I'm going to face this. And as the sannyasi came, and he took Nitai by his hand and went away. It was as simple as that. The whole town practically was grief-stricken. The husband and wife, they practically tried to somehow survive, but without Nitai in front of them, they could hardly eat, they could hardly sleep, they could hardly think of anyone else. And I think it is so emotionally afflicting that even the biographers they don't spend much time discussing that. They just said, within a few short days, both of them departed. So now, Nitai becomes the traveling companion of this senior monk. For 20 years, they travel all around. They go to the south, to the most important place of pilgrimage, the west of India, east, of course, they have already covered. And when they are in Vrindavan, that's the time that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit was such a arrogant, ruthless, proud scholar that the Vaishnavas would look at him and they would say, why is it that we feel so repulsed by this arrogant scholar's behavior? And why is it that we are always attracted towards him? Some of the Vaishnavas would pray that only if he becomes a devotee, how nice it would be. Actually, at that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would tell them, one day I am going to become a better devotee than all of you. And they say, look at this arrogance. Even in devotional affairs, he's having this kind of a pride. Just to offer his father Pindadan, Nimai goes to Gaya, he meets Ishwar Puri and comes back completely transformed. The one who refused to even chant Krishna's name is now refusing to chant any other word except Krishna. So Chaitanya Bhagavat says, at that time, there was only one shortage. That was the association of Nitai. The whole scene was set. It was time for Nityanand Prabhu to make his appearance. And that was the time in Vrindavan, Nityanand Prabhu, he asked, where is Krishna? I have come here, I have come to see Krishna. And he was told, Krishna has come to Nadia. So that's the time he leaves the service and he comes. The day before they meet, Lord Chaitanya tells his followers, I am going to meet a very great personality. He came in my dream. There was a towering chariot with the flag marked by a palm tree. And there was someone inquiring, where is the house of Nimai Pandit? Where is the house of Nimai Pandit? And then this bluish complexion personality came. I was immediately attracted towards him. I said, who are you? He says, I am your brother. So, I request you, my friends, he is here in Nadia district, Navdeep town. Please go and find him. So, Mahaprabhu's immediate associates, Shankar Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas, his brother, Sriram, many others, they immediately go and try to find out. 9 hours they spend in trying to find, and they all come back empty-handed. They said, we don't know. Nobody knows that any such personality has come here. And if he's there, why doesn't he come out? We even went to places where the row homes were locked. We tried to inquire whether there's anybody there inside. But nobody knows. So, Mahaprabhu said, okay, I'll also join the quest to find him. And at Nandanacharya's Bhavan, in today's topography, just next to our Mayapur campus is this Gaudiya Math. That is the Gaudiya Math which was erected on the home of the previous home of Nandanacharya. So Mahaprabhu goes there and he says, Nimai! And then they come and meet. So it is interesting to understand Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and Nityananda Balaram is the original spiritual master. How exactly does one get a spiritual master and how does one actually get the service of Krishna? Through these pastimes, we are allowed a glimpse into the inner workings. There are so many people who say that I don't get any guru. I didn't find any guru. I didn't find anybody worthy of taking shelter. Actually, it's difficult. How does one get guru? There are some people who say, I don't need a guru, I just need God. But without Krishna's help, you don't get guru. And without Guru's help, you don't get Krishna. Some people are so angry with their failure in spiritual life, whatever reason, that the Guru is seen as a middleman. It's a very bad word in business language. It's like somebody who just takes commission. Why should my quest to serve God be through some middleman? What if he distorts things on the way? The reality is so different. In fact, right here on the altar, Jananayas Prabhu and Pankajangri Prabhu, they were teaching us and I found this so sweet. Every day those who come for Mangalarti, Sringarati, every time you see a pujari offering, you will find that first he offers whether it's a flower or a dhoop or a lamp to the spiritual master. But somebody might say, hey, the first right to enjoy something belongs to God. Krishna should be offered everything. So Jananas Prabhu said, the understanding is, we give them something for approval. Will you check whether everything is proper or not? We also say, I don't have the love. I don't have the love. So when I show you something, you add your love on that. Like for example, if a boss sees that some note, there is a secretary's addition that already approved. He said, okay, already approved, then I don't need to do anything. So this is how every guru, who also is a disciple, they give it to their guru. It goes to Radharani. She gives her final seal of approval. And when Krishna sees that, no more questions. And then Krishna, after Krishna has enjoyed something, which is the proper way, Bhuktaram Yagya Tapasam, he is a supreme enjoyer. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahman Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya, Krishnaya, Govindaya, Namo Namaha. This is the mantra in which every temple, every pujari, this is the way you pray to Krishna. Please accept this. Why Krishna has to accept this? It's a very important word there. Jagat Hitaya. Krishna, only if you accept it and then everybody gets it, only there will be welfare for everybody. So Krishna eats for our welfare. Many times you have people say, why he needs to be fed so much? Why you give him everything? For my welfare. So on your own, if you try to find out guru, as they say figuratively, even if he's under your very nose, you cannot understand where he is. Nityananda Prabhu was just next door. nobody could find him. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he said, here he is. So similarly, who is Guru? That also is revealed by Krishna only. But Krishna remains in the background. In the quest for getting a spiritual master, God is always in the background. I did some kind of a observation on this. Why God doesn't come in front of me and says, I am God, let us start our loving relationship. What is the reason that we have come in this material world? Krishna bhuliya. Unless we forget Krishna, we cannot become an enjoyer here. And if we remember Krishna, we cannot remain an enjoyer here. So we have to forget that Krishna is the original enjoyer. Only then in that dark corner somewhere, we can have our false enjoyment, pursuits and exploits. And we get thoroughly burnt, kicked, punched in the face. And then we go back. Immediately it won't be easy that we say, okay Krishna, I'm sorry for so many billions of lifetimes. I tried on my own. The process has to be gradual. So Krishna becomes sort of invisible. But he puts the spiritual master in front of us. You want to show your love for me? Love him. That's why those who feel that they can directly approach God, there is no success there. God simply doesn't accept. People can live in that kind of a mental phantasmagoria that I am just doing something which is directly being offered to Lord. No. Time and again Srila Prabhupada would explain the concept of eva bigachet. He said that's word. In order to be successful in spiritual life, you have to have a spiritual master. Eva abhigachet. It's like a call for action. So, we'll take the first concept, or not a big concept as such, but just the first term from this bhajan, that Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan. Godrum is a dweep, island. Mahaprabhu has started a holy names market. Patiyache Namahat. Now, at least I am talking about myself. In this market savvy world, and there is so much of emphasis put on selling things, and in fact in today's internet world, we don't even know who is selling what and how are they earning money. Exactly. Previously, if there was some kind of a candy, I eat this, I am the enjoyer. Today, you read something and it's totally free on your mobile phone. WhatsApp, it's free, isn't it? Free? No? It was purchased by the current company for $19 billion. So somebody said, I got it free. Why they paid so much money? So who's earning money in what way? Who is the product? Who is the enjoyer? You get a free newspaper and you may say, I am the enjoyer. Every day I open my window, there is a fresh newspaper. Those people who have those brains and are earning money, they say, you are the product. You, the reader, you are the product. And the advertiser who pays us money, he is the enjoyer. And he said, nah, I am not such a fool that I will allow myself to be enjoyed by anybody and everybody. Check yourself in the last 6 months, 8 months, 1 year. What are your buying decisions? Who influenced them? You are the product. You may like it or not. They say in English, there is no use bolting the barn once the horse has run away. So the horse has already run away. There is no way you can secure it. So the marketplace. There is a very popular soft drink. It's one of the most popular, most advertised. It's available in more than 160 countries. And I happened to read a statement from their CEO. I don't know if he's still there around. He said, at any point of time, anywhere in the world, if somebody wants to enjoy my company's product, soft drink, he has to have a kiosk or a store or a vendor within 5 minutes. That's our goal. So he's telling his people, that's how we should be responsive to the demand. Sometimes we feel that, why are you preaching so much? Not everybody is interested in Bhagavad Gita or the holy name. Hey, here are these karmis. And they are absolutely convinced. People are not buying our product. That means you are not convincing them to buy. No doubt they are using some of the world's best fresh water resources for manufacturing this kind of sugared water, carbonated. No problem. People are not buying because you are not effectively convincing them. Now just imagine, what's the difference between Prithivite Ache Jata Nagaradi Gram, that every town and village, my name will be chanted. There has to be a temple, a Namahatta or somewhere, everywhere. So I think by this time, no avatar, correct me if I'm wrong, no preacher or no avatar or no religious leader had used this kind of language, like a marketplace. I remember many years ago in our Bhagavad Gita marathon, I think it was in Malad, maybe it was Siddhama Prabhu's group. I'm kind of getting mixed up because Sachisut Prabhu also had a similar experience. Like one person came and he saw our stall. Bhagavad Gita lije, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, discount, discount, discount. And one person came and said, shame, shame, shame. I can't bear to see this. And he said, well, what happened? He says, the Bhagavad Gita is such an exalted scripture. It is supposed to be studied in ashrams, in Himalayas, on the banks of holy rivers. There has to be a proper setting with a nice asana, a velvet cushion, the Gita with some flowers, some agarbatti puja in it. And then the guru sits and he gives the discourse and the disciple in front of him very humbly tries to understand, and that's how the knowledge has to be given. Here you are in front of Malad station west. There is a gutter flowing nearby. You have this table here and you are taking a book like Bhagavad Gita and saying, Gita, 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 discount, discount. What a shame. So, there was some element of truth in that, at least it seems. Okay, you like Bhagavad Gita? Said, yeah, of course. I am a very pious Sanatan Dharmi. You respect the Gita, yes. So what's your problem basically? They don't call it discount, discount. So he said, okay. For everybody discount, for him full price. You feel this book is worth 500 rupees. At that time, I think the Gita was 100, we are giving for 50, 50% discount. And he said, this book is actually worth 500. So okay, for you sir, it won't be any rupee less than 500. He said, why I should pay more? And he left. 2 days later again he came and said, I'd like to get the discount. So actually well-meaning, pious, followers of Sanatana Dharma, they also kind of, no sense of wonder that they are confused now. They were royally confused during Nityananda Prabhu's preaching. Why is he at our door? We'll cover that in this Prabhu Agya thing. Right now we are discussing the marketplace. There is another bhajan, if you remember, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wrote that. Surabhi kunjate namahat khuleche, khoda nitai. Nityananda Prabhu has opened another marketplace. Now why marketplace? Because the Lord knows in what way the world is spinning and in what direction it is going. People have become highly conscious about cost, benefit, sell everything. I read somewhere that an American baby sells its tears and purchases its mother's milk. This is what the best country the world has to offer in its 21st or 20th century. This is what their psychologists would say. Husband, wife, it's all commercial. Baby, now what can be more sacred or simple or pristine than the relationship between a baby and its mother? But as you know, the baby has to sell its tears to buy its mother's milk. So this buy-sell thing, even before it becomes completely ingrained in our life, none other than the original Guru, he said, all right, here is a holy name marketplace. Let's see if you can purchase it. Just to make a small survey, raise your hand if your either introduction to Krishna consciousness or your enrichment of the understanding took place in a Namahatta program. If your first introduction or the way you understood Prabhupada's philosophy clearly took place in a small Namahatta program. Many. How did you come? College preaching. That is a Namahatta program itself. So, why don't you raise your hand? Prabhupada effectively used two of these strategies. Massive program, Rathyatra, big pageantry, festival, celebration. But at a small program, you have the ability to, you have the capacity to ask questions, get personal touch. In the Surabhi Kunja marketplace, prayer, that song, there is a barber, there is a sweeper, and you may say, well, you know, there is a tailor, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that the barber is somebody who cuts off your material desires. Hairs are representative of your material desires. Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself identifies as a sweeper, Jhadudar Ami. I am just a sweeper in this marketplace. So Nityanand Prabhu, he brought out this, in fact, I had made this point yesterday when I was preparing some notes, that till 77, till Prabhupada's departure, physical departure from this material world, the Namahatta program didn't get much importance or impact or impetus. And thanks to the efforts of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, very publicly trying to acknowledge that it was his efforts where he discovered the Godruma Bhajan Upadesh, that long song written by Thakur Bhakti Vinod, and it gives detailed information about how to conduct these programs. So the congregation preaching ministry actually began with Jayapataka Swami Maharaj's efforts, and we can see now how innovative techniques are being used. In Malaysia, they were the first country to start this Damodar Lamp program. What kind of program was that? Sir, we would like to come to your place. And do what? We will come with a lamp, our lamps. We will come with the Damodar altar. We will sing Damodar Ashtak. You and your family members and friends, invite whoever possible. You can offer Damodar lamps. And that's it. Simple, isn't it? Will any well-meaning, simple-minded, or even somebody without many resources cannot afford this program? And they started doing 300 and 800, even in places in the Middle East, they are having 800 to 1200 Damodar programs in the month. Sometimes 6 or 7 in a day. Udar Kirti Prabhu, one of the previous temple presidents there in the Middle East, he said on Friday is the holiday, he says you are booked from 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Just doing these small programs in various localities. So this is that spirit of the marketplace. You and me might have be having our own idea of, you know, somebody making it very cheap, somebody making it like right in the streets. Sure, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started chanting in the streets, the priestly class at that time would say, the holy name can't be chanted in the streets. It has to be indoors. Somebody said, why so loud? I mean, you'd say, Pundarikaksha, Govinda, Gopal, that's it. Don't you know the Lord of Shvetadipa is sleeping and Vishnu becomes actually angry and agitated if you chant loudly? So, one thing is for sure, the shape, form, means of this material world may change, but the basic allegations remain the same. And as long as the allegations remain the same, you should know you are on the right course. So, not to put too much of a fine point on that. So, this marketplace, okay, I'll come to the marketplace. All right, I will buy the product. What is the product? Prem Naam. Shuddha Naam. Now, Prem Naam is a very different concept. Nowhere in the Puranas or nowhere in the Upanishads you have Prem Naam being offered like what is offered in the marketplace. In fact, there are some Subhashitas, Sanskrit aphorisms. One of them is, on the mountain of Malaya, Malaya Parvat, Malaya Giri, there are the tribal people who stay there. Billas. What do they use for firewood? Any idea? Sandalwood. And what is used in normal homes for your morning pujas of devtas? Sandalwood. So they say that this particular tribal woman, she was chopping that wood, and she made her daily cooking on that. So an outsider, when he saw, he realized, my God, these people, do they have any understanding that they're using the most expensive kind of wood for their daily cooking? Something similar, not exactly in all ways, but in the marketplace of the holy name of Nityananda Prabhu, you give your price. Shraddha Mulye Shuddha Naam Se Hatete Bikai. You have to give Shraddha. We'll discuss it shortly. What exactly is that Shraddha? You have Shraddha, you purchase the holy name, transaction complete. It's only when you take that holy name and then you research all the Upanishads and Puranas and Mahabharata and Rama and everybody, every other place, then you realize, what did I get? I got pure naam just for some shraddha, which is not available anywhere. And here it is, all over the marketplace, everybody is saying, holy name, holy name, holy name, holy name. So please bear that in mind. Shraddha, in a very, very street smart sense way, translates as faith. And then we have this whole thing opening up, I don't have faith. Maybe you have faith. Maybe you are meant to become a devotee. I am not meant to become a devotee. Or I lost my faith. Or I have a serious faith crisis. What exactly is that thing? I'll be using just the initial mentions of the word Shraddha, chapter 3, 3.31, and then 4.39 and 40. Afterwards, there is a Shraddha Traya Vibhaga Yoga, a whole section on Shraddha. We won't go in so much of detail. So, 3.31, Shraddha Vanto Anusuyanto. Krishna says, faithful, knowledgeable, and a non-envious person can easily understand spiritual concepts mentioned by me and they can make spiritual progress. Shraddhavanta Anusuyanto. You have knowledge for the faith and you're not envious. So Burjan Prabhu brings out this point very nicely. Alright, somebody has Shraddha, there is success. And somebody says, I don't have faith. Utter ruination. That doesn't seem to be fair. There has to be some shades in between. Like you have some faith and then you grow it. Where do you get Shraddha? And how do you develop it? I was so happy and relieved in a lecture Prabhupada says, we basically all have some faith. How many of you came to the temple today by taking a BST bus? Anyone? One, two. Okay. Did you check the driver's license? No. Number one. Did you check the fuel in the bus? No. Nowadays they say check under your seat for something. I don't know whether you even did that. For any unidentified object. Unattended luggage. Did you check the ticket which you got with some authority of the bus administration that this is a bona fide ticket? No. You said, why do you complicate matters so much? It was just the 64 bus. I took it. I got down at the Bharti Vidya Bhavan stop. I came here. Simple. But the fact is, this exactly shows that first time you... Now imagine a place where you don't know where to go to a particular place. Somebody said, just take bus one, route 123. Take it at Bharti Vidya Bhavan Wilson College stop. Get down at Kulaba stop. And that's it. So faith, Prabhupada explains, is something we use 24/7. We have faith, the roof won't come down. That's why we are sitting here. But if something starts, some rumbling sound or whatever, then we have doubt. So, first point is, we don't need to have some extra faith in spiritual life just to begin it. Use whatever faith you are using in your material things and just make a beginning here. In fact, you will find you have more of it, some extra. But faith we always have. We have faith that this particular movie star will entertain us. We come out of the theater disappointed only to find the next attraction. Oh, this could be good. So we are willing to even forgive for some small lapses. Faith is always there. So Arjuna seems to ask that why is that those who have faith in you are rewarded, those who have no faith, not rewarded. So Krishna says, please try to understand. Baldev Vidyabhushan makes a point that Arjuna seems to ask, Krishna, you are like the king. If someone doesn't obey the king, he is to be punished. Don't people fear punishment? Krishna says, no. That's the thing in this material world. People just follow their own instincts. And that's why we get so many different types of results. So, in the fourth chapter, Krishna says, Shraddhavan labhate jnanam tat parasamyate indriya. What is that Shraddha? Firm belief in Krishna. And now Prabhupada, I have read this so many times, but especially for preparing for this class, it really hit me that how nicely and simply Prabhupada has put such difficult concepts in normal language. What is the meaning of firm belief in Krishna? Prabhupada says, simply by acting in Krishna consciousness, we can get the highest perfection. Here Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks of Krishnera samsara koro. Live in this world for Krishna. This is that hint. Faith has two aspects. One is discharge of duties in devotion service, and second is chanting of Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is one faith builder. And if you say, I don't have faith, therefore I can't chant, no. Because I don't chant, therefore I don't have faith. That's the proper way of seeing it. So chanting Hare Krishna, even without faith, at least in the beginning, is a faith builder. And surprisingly, Prabhupada says in the purport, after this you have to begin controlling your senses. I said, oh, I thought it was the built-in, the whole price was for the whole thing. No. Get faith, start chanting Hare Krishna, and then we have to do something to control our senses. In the Bhaktya Lok, which is a small essay on the nectar of instruction, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives another beautiful understanding. Enthusiasm is the heart of faith. Anytime there is a seva, there is some project, and you are enthusiastic, please understand that's a faith builder. That can go a long way in building your faith. Now, if faith, Shraddha, the Sanskrit word Shraddha, has the root rit, the English word heart, the Sanskrit word hriday, it all has connections with that. Surit, a friend so close to my heart. Krishna himself says, I am Suridam Sarvabhutanam. So rit is heart. Shraddha is to put your heart at a particular spot. That's why you say, I have Shraddha here. I have faith. Arjuna posits this question. What if somebody doesn't have faith and doesn't behave accordingly? And Krishna says, that's an important thing. Agyascha ashraddha dhanascha samshayatma vinashyati nayam lokosti na paro na sukham samshayatmana. Now this is a bit of a tricky thing. A fool who has no faith in spiritual life but has full faith in material life may actually have some peace of mind. Please understand. They may actually get some enjoyment temporarily. Prabhupada was walking and one man came and he was dangling a fish. And he said, would you like to enjoy? Maybe it was India. And Prabhupada said, no. You only enjoy. And devotees in the morning walk were surprised. How can somebody be blessed by Prabhupada that you enjoy this fish yourself? You're not supposed to enjoy fish. We don't eat them at all. So the man walked away. Prabhupada walked 5 paces ahead, turned back, and added, and suffer. That's the other part of the coin. We cannot have material enjoyment, just the head sign. The tail has to be there. So in ignorance, there could be some enjoyment. Suffering will be there, for sure. Now we are talking of the case of a doubting Thomas, as they say. So there are three types of people. Persons with no knowledge. I mean, there are people born in all parts of the world where absolutely no knowledge of what the spiritual spark is, what is Bhagavad Gita, what is Vaikuntha world, no knowledge. No knowledge, so no Shraddha. Second, persons having knowledge, they can cite Bhagavad Gita. The moment you say something about Bhoktaram, Yagadavsam, Sarvalokameshwaram, I know that. So you say, if you know he is Sarvalokameshwaram, not really. I know the verse. I can cite the verse. One relation of mine, we were discussing this verse, Yogakshemam Vahamyaham. So I stumbled on the verse. He completed it for me. So I said, doesn't it mean that Krishna will give everything? He said, really? You really feel that he will provide what you lack and protect what you have? I said, but it says there. He says, it says for sure, but does he do it? So I got this clarification here. Persons who have knowledge, they can cite the verse, passages from scriptures, have actually no faith. Third category is even finer. They actually have faith, but they do not believe or worship Krishna. Surprisingly, there could be someone like that. They have faith. Krishna, real. The Gita, real. But why don't you do it then? Why don't you worship Krishna? Well, I don't know. In one Namata program, in Jogeshwari, one old man came, not very old, and we kind of debated for some time. So finally I said, will you come to Radha Gopinath temple? And he said, hukum aega. If I am ordered. So I said, well, I don't have any control over that. How do I make Gopinath order you to come here? So I talked about this with one senior devotee, Bhagwan Prabhu. And so I said, how do you handle this kind of objections that I'll come only if I am ordered? So he said, these 700 verses of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is kind of shrieking from the rooftop, do this, do this, do this. Do you want any more special order? So this is just faithlessness. If you ask somebody who you are, I am just a nobody. I am nobody, but I am that somebody that Krishna has to personally tell me to chant. This shows there is no faith. In a lecture, Prabhupada clarifies this. You tell a doctor, doctor, I have full faith that you were a medical topper. I have full faith in your gold medal. I have full faith that this skin problem you have accurately diagnosed. I have full faith you have told me not to eat any fried items. But I am not going to do that. He may say, well, now what? You are telling him that you have full faith in his credentials. You have full faith that his diagnosis is correct. And you are telling him on his face, I am not going to follow you. These are the three people. No knowledge. Knowledge, but actually no faith. Have faith, but don't want to worship or believe in Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti gives further analysis of this Shraddha problem. He said these three people mentioned, Agyascha, Ashraddhadhanascha, and Samshayatma. He said, Agya means foolish like the animals. What can you do? You can't train them, teach them, coach them, whatever. Ashraddha dhana, see if it applies to me at least, or it applied to me at one particular point of time. Ashraddha dhana is, there is knowledge of shastras, but mutual disagreement of proponents of various theories, you get caught up. It is like there are five kinds of mafias, gundas having their own firefight, shooting, and you come in between and you don't know who is shooting whom. Ultimately, you might get a bullet on your head. So, I am relating this with people who try to read so many different theories. In fact, the Chaitanya Charitamrita also warns, Bahu Shastre, Bahu Vakye, Mati Chinna Hoy. You don't understand what is sadhya, what is sadhan, what is the goal, what is the means, what am I supposed to do? In the Indian Posts department, there was a postal clerk. He got attracted to one Bhagwan. I don't know if you spoil the atmosphere by naming the person fully. But this Bhagwan was very popular at one point of time. He had Rolls Royces. He had acres and acres in the West. Then he got kicked out. Then he came here. He started giving sannyas. So this man, he was no celebrity, no money, whatever. But with utmost sincerity, he started serving this Bhagwan. And finally became part of the inner circle. And then he would take notes. One day he told him, in the last 6 months or so, we have discussed Kabir, Buddha, Shankaracharya, Aghor, Tantra, Advaitavad, Vaishnavism. We have discussed everything. And you seem to have knowledge about every aspect of everything. But how come your knowledge is only meant to destroy the particular premise? You know enough of Advaitavad so that Vaishnavism can defeat it. And you know enough of Vaishnavism that Buddhavad can defeat it. So this man said, actually, I am like a spiritual terrorist. You bring any doctrine in front of me and I can shoot it down. I am like an anti-aircraft gun. I can shoot down any flying object. I'll never be flying any plane of my own. But I can bring everything down. So, after that, when he got disillusioned, he wrote a book. I mean, that's what you should do normally to educate everybody else. So he said, I wasted 27 years of my life. I was thinking that there won't be any actual individuals like this. But then this person who wrote his book, he revealed that I know the defects of every philosophy. But I don't have a grain of faith in any one of them to follow it. So, I was reading the other day Vishwanath Chakravarti's comments on Prayana Alpayusha Sabhya, famous Bhagavatam verse. Prayana Alpayusha Sabhya Kalavasmin Yuge Jana Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Upadruta. So Vishwanath Chakravarti says, some are Alpayusha, some are Manda, no brain cells, some are Sumanda Matayo. Some are manda degraded, sumanda matayo, no brain cells. Some are manda bhagya, unfortunate. And some are always disturbed. So he said, some, they escape number one, they get caught in number two. They escape number two, they caught in number three. But he says, some individuals in Kali Yuga have all five. My God, that's the extent of power Kali has. So especially, this getting caught in the crossfire between various theories is a very, very dangerous thing. And that causes Ashaddha Dhana. Last is Samshayatma. Krishna himself saying Samshayatma Vinashyati. So what is Samshayatma? I don't know whether this will work for me. But you are saying it works for me. But that's you. You are you and I am me. So, no wonder that Arjuna called the doubt as a demon. Tvad anya na chitta vipapadyate. Krishna, without I don't think there is anybody who can kill this demon of doubt. So, we are discussing Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes, how much he has made everything accessible by opening this marketplace. Shraddha Mulye Shuddhanam. Just have this Shraddha. What is that Shraddha? What you use in your daily material affairs. You don't need to buy some spiritual Shraddha for that. Just use it here. Give it a chance. Giriraj Maharaj told that Prabhupada once shared, he said, preaching to every individual in Kali Yuga is like giving medicine to a horse. You need 6 people, 4 to catch its legs, 1 to open the mouth, and the last one to pour the medicine inside. It is so difficult. Yeah. I mean, I can see from myself. So, now we come to, after Nandanacharya Bhavan meeting, Sachi Mata came to see. The moment she saw Nityananda Prabhu, her love for Vishwaroop. Vishwaroop is none other than expansion of Nityananda Prabhu. She is the same Balaram. But Vishwaroop had left from Mayapur, wandering all the way. He came to Pandharpur, took sannyas, took the name Shankararanya, stayed there. Sachimata was forever lost in separation from him. The moment she saw Nityananda, she said, "You are my son, you are my son." She embraced him and she got the same feeling. From that moment onwards, she always started calling them as brothers. She thought she has found her long lost son. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for a particular reason, he had enacted the pastimes of an arrogant scholar. Now there was no time to be lost in starting the mission for which he had come. So, he called Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Both of you hear very, very carefully. If you look at the Guru-Shishya Samvad, or if you look at the concept of Pravachan, where an authority speaks and students in front of them hear, like Upanishad, Upa, coming closer, Nishad, to the words of the spiritual master, or alternate meaning is that thing which takes you closer to God. Now the thing which takes you closer to God takes fasting, studying, getting up in the morning, doing all kinds of duties. Sanskrit studying, grammar study takes 12 years. Not that you are qualified after that. That's the beginning part. I was told of something called as Shalaka Pariksha. I dread that nobody gives it to me. Shalaka Pariksha means, Shalaka means a stick. Every morning we sing Gyananjana Shalakaya. So Gyananjana, Kajal, that Anjan is put with a small stick. That is Shalaka. But it's a small stick put in your ears. This Shalaka is like a big stick. The Bhojapatras or the palm leaves are kept in a big heap. And the Guru just, he pushes inside, turns a page and starts reading the first mantra, first line. Om Sarve. And then the student has to start, whatever it is, what is it? Next page, next page, next page, next page. Till the Guru doesn't say stop, he cannot stop. Okay, you have passed the first subject. Next heap. Start reading from the first line. Any line, anything. The student has to know all these mantras by heart, day in, day out. And then I'm glad I'm not in that age. We just have 16 words, right? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And still we feel there is such a chore. Whew, finish my rounds. Radha Govind Maharaj tells a story about a North Indian couple. The wife has cooked nice meal, hot month of Vaishakh, April and May, old kitchen with a pipe she has to blow air and cow dung and wood. From 9 o'clock till 12:30, she is cooking in that simple corner which is very hot. The husband comes from work in the fields. She puts hot items in front of him. And then she takes a palm fan and she is fanning him. Imagine luxury of some husbands. And while he is eating, she finds that he is profusely perspiring. She says, can I ask you a question? I made all this chutney, sabji, roti, rice, dal, 3.5 hours I am cooking here. And now you have just come to sit and eat. And while you are taking, I am fanning. And still you have to perspire. She said, is your father chewing this? I have to do this. It is such a big chore, such a big effort. So, Radha Govind Maharaj says, Mahaprabhu took the essence of all the Vedic scriptures, the efforts to take an early bath, to learn Sanskrit grammar, to do all kinds of duties, gather firewood, then you get knowledge, 12 years of grammar study, then Arthashastra, Dharma Shastra, Vedas, and then the essence of Vedic knowledge is the chanting of the holy name. And if somebody is given that essence, and you say, ah, I'm so tired chanting, you know, it is such a big effort. So it is like that. So, what did Mahaprabhu say? Again, no historical precedents for this. Nitai, Haridas, I want you to go to every house. Knock on every house. There's a big misconception about so-called Hinduism among some people today. We don't preach. Why should we preach? If somebody wants to take benefit, they will come. Why need to force? Why need to force in this Kali Yuga? You step outside your door and you are forced. Watch this, eat this, sleep this, smell this, wear this, come here, do this. Are they gently persuading us? Or are they forcefully persuading us? Sometimes people are, I mean mostly people are like that, that's why these people are making their money. What if you see something 21 times in a day, what's the harm? Any harm in that? Shoes 70% off. For ladies, jewelry. Yesterday there was a news that one store was advertising saris for only 10 rupees. And there was a stampede. Some women were injured. No, not that they didn't have saris. But how do you give up such an opportunity that only for 10 rupees? So, it's not that we are in competition with this material world. Our acharyas have clarified. There is no need to compete. But the fact is, these means are effective in this age. So he says, go to every house, go to every door, go to every marketplace, go to every shop, go to every street, go to every person. Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur told his Gaudiya Math followers, 5 gallons. 5 gallons of blood for every person. You are a college preacher, see which are the boys there. Make 5 gallon commitment for every boy. Okay? Only after that it doesn't become a devotee, you can give up. Otherwise, 5 gallons of blood. You may say, what about me? He says, don't worry about yourself. This is what your commitment should be. So this is what our acharyas are preparing us for. Outside there, it's a whole holocaust. It's not a picnic out there. And we have to combat that with spiritual techniques. So, Radhanand Maharaj made a very beautiful point. this is anatomy, our body. Some part of the body gets sick. There is a boil, or there is a tear, there is a tendon tear, or there is a twist, there is some swelling. You check out with your allopathy doctors, they will say that the best blood is sent there. Is it correct, Venugopal Prabhu? Most attention is given there. You may say sometimes, this, I can't move this. You're not supposed to move this, that's why it's not moving. The body has understood this part needs to be made immobile. Otherwise it will hurt. And that's why. So, seeing the nature of society, Gaur Nitai, they gave the best process to the most fallen in the time of most need. We'll come to Prabhupada's contribution at the end of our session and we'll discuss that also. So, there was a scenario and Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu said, okay, this is the idea, we'll go. What is the preaching formula? Oh brother, please chant Krishna once, that's all. Now do you think, is that a big task? Is that a big, does it take a big effort? People started calling them thieves, cheaters. Started calling them robbers. They say, why? Just like if in this Kali Yuga, if you say that this is a crate containing 144 ripe Alfonso Hapus mangoes, please take it. Why are you giving it for free? There has to be some problem in it. Now, of course, people may have their legitimate problems. So, even something as simple as people not agreeing to open their mouth and say Krishna. So, in the marketplace, there was suddenly some uproar. And Nityananda Prabhu asked, what's the problem? He says, don't you know? These are these two brothers, Jagai, Madhai. They are in close contact with the Qazi here. They know the rulers. They come from very good Brahmana family background. They know Shastra. They did so much of puja and everything before. Now they have given up all behavior of a Brahmana. They are always drunk on strong liquors. They are so violent. Look at their steel framed bodies. They hit people. They rape women, they murder, they set fire to people's homes. If they don't fight with anybody else, they fight with each other. But they have to fight. And if somebody comes to mediate, he's the one they both beat up. So as their list of disqualifications was read out, Nityananda Prabhu started becoming more and more ecstatic. He says, maybe they are the right candidate. And they say, are you sure? So Nityananda Prabhu goes there and says, forget all that you have done. Everything is forgiven. Just say Krishna once. Krishna! And then they lifted some, they had to find something to hurl at them. They saw that they only had their pots. And somehow Haridas Thakur, they all ran away from that place. Haridas Thakur came back, met Advaita Acharya and said, what kind of a partner I have? He goes to people's homes, he jumps in lakes where there are crocodiles, he tells people, why don't you chant, why don't you chant, why don't you chant? Today, he did the utmost by telling these two criminals to chant Hare Krishna. That time Advaita Acharya said, I'll tell you something. There is no secret here. Don't call them mad. These brothers are not mad. The one who gave you this instruction actually is mad. He is mad with love. He doesn't know what he is doing. Vishwanatha Chakravarti says that a rich person, like a king or a zamindar, he may give 5 rupees, 10 rupees to any beggar. Somebody says, oh, sir, please, not eaten anything for last 4 days. Okay, come take some meal. Now, if this man also has a little alcohol habit, and if one night, in totally drunk state, he opens his treasury, he brings out his treasury in the street and says, anybody want some sparklers, some stones, whatever? He says, take it. This normal charity you can get any time. But who is going to bring his choice family jewels, that whole treasury box outside? The moment his alcohol brings him on terra firma, on reality, he's going to close that box and take it inside. And next time if you go and say, what you gave yesterday, can you give? Rake it up. You can get 5 rupees, 10 rupees as usual, but not that charity. So Krishna normally will give you dharma, artha, kama, moksha for the asking. You just please him with some formula and you can get that. It is cheap, it is temporary, it is going to cause misery later. But the Krishna Naam jewel box has been taken out. Nobody puts it out in the street. That's a fact. But he has done it. Why? Because he's drunk. He's intoxicated in Krishna Prem. So Sadhacharya says, mark it. Very soon, these two criminals will no longer remain criminals. So the next day, again Nityananda Prabhu went there. And in fact, there is a difference between pap and aparad, by the way. Ajamil was a pure papi, not an aparadi. But you and me, since we know what is the importance of the holy name, we can commit aparadha. We are not mere papis. Papis can be easily forgiven. Aparadis get real stick. So, at one point of time, Jagai Madai had seen the Vaishnavas doing their singing, and they said, hey, this Nilay Pandit sings well, huh? Nice. Let us bring him to our Mangal Chandi Kirtan. We'll show him what real music is. So the only remark they had passed was something in praise. In fact, historically speaking, Black Tantra at that time was encouraged by some people because of so many foreign invasions that typical Hindus were seen as very complacent and whatever happens, happens for good. That kind of thing. So this easy kind of thinking, they were seen as soft targets. Especially Vaishnavism was seen as making a person spineless. Time and again Prabhupada has said, don't try to touch a Vaishnava. If he is imported by Krishna, like Arjun or Hanuman, they can bring the most havoc on the opposite party. Normally they are silent, compassionate. But when empowered by Krishna, but actually it seems that even if empowered by Krishna, people say, oh, why Arjun did this and why it? You want them to be active, so when they are active, you criticize them for being active. Anyway. So Nityananda Prabhu again went there. Maybe that day they didn't have much to fight. Seeing Nityananda again, Madai said, you. Every statement they would make would be interrupted by so many choice, swear, abusive words. They are not even given anywhere. They are not fit to be discussed anywhere. He picked up a pot. With all his might, he hurled it on the forehead of Nityananda Prabhu. His forehead split open. He somehow pressed it. At that point also he's saying, will you chant once at least? Madai had never seen such opposition. He took another shot at trying to hit at Nityananda Prabhu. And Jagai said, wait! Can't you see this man is a saintly person? That time the news spread. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was brought there. Mahaprabhu seeing, this is what these rascals have done to my Nitai. The chakra came in. At that point, holding his forehead, begging to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu is saying, No, my Lord. We have killed so many asuras in the past. In the previous yugas it was proper. This time we are not supposed to kill anyone. Mahaprabhu was not happy with that. Okay. This was not a very big blow. It's not like I'm suffering. It's not a big loss. I'm really okay. No problem with this. Mahaprabhu was not happy with that too. The last thing which Nityananda Prabhu said was, but I should tell you honestly, when Madhai tried to hit me again, Jagai actually came and saved my life. He preached to his brother that, stop it. And Mahaprabhu said, you tried to save Nityananda Prabhu? The chakra vanished. And right in front of Madhai's eyes, Jagai was given an embrace. He was given full love of God. Madhai said, basically, my Lord, we are partners. Whatever we did, it was all half and half. Now, if you are giving him love of God, I can only beg. This is not from me. You have no connection with me. You hurt my devotee. If Nityananda Prabhu helps you, then only something can be done. So he touched Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. He was eager to give him more even before he could ask. And thus, both of them were told, Arnaira Baba, no more of those previous activities after this. In fact, 2017 Mayapur, there was a chance that we could have taken our yatris to Madhai Ghat, but then our timing and logistics didn't allow that. So Madhai Ghat was the place where Madhai built a ghat, a place where you can take a bath in the Ganga with his own hands. And he would stand there, tell people, if any time I have hurt you, hit you, now there is no question of not hurting you, not hitting you. But he said, if you forgive me, please say that my sins are absolved. You can do anything to me. You can cut me, you can hurt me, you can throw stones at me. And he would beg like this. So there is a special place called Madhai Ghat. So this is the thing of Prabhu Ragya. We come to the last part, that Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Karo Krishna Shiksha. This is where we see that Nityananda Prabhu, how his mood was taken by Srila Prabhupada. Once a disciple came in India, and out of sheer habit, force of previous habit, he started smoking ganja again. That time they were making life members. And Prabhupada told his secretary, strictly tell him that this won't be allowed. He tried, failed. They removed him from his post as some in charge of something, whatever. Finally, Prabhupada said, since he is continually doing that, tell him I reject him as my disciple. And that's how the connection was severed. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj then asked him, have you really rejected him, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, no, I can't. I need to correct him. So these words were necessary. But as a representative of Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu's mercy has no boundaries. If he cannot reject anyone, I cannot also. I'm just waiting for him to again come on track. Nityananda Prabhu used to bow down even before the most lowly sinners. A man came to Prabhupada and said, I have one problem with your philosophy. I can't bow down. And Prabhupada took a very sympathetic approach. He said, yes. In this material world, we always have a fear. Every person, every pillar, every Tom, Dick, Harry that I have bowed down has made me unhappy. Spouses may say that I bow down to my wife's wishes, she makes me unhappy. wife may say about the husband, you may say about your boss, you may say about your government. Everybody feels that every time I bow down, it's like an insult to my ego, it is demeaning to me, and the net result is I am simply unhappy. So Prabhupada asked him, you work in an office? Yes. Do you bow down to your boss's commands? Yes. That means grudgingly. Prabhupada said, later you will bow down before old age. You will bow down before disease. You have to bow down before death. I am agreeing. Bowing down in this material world is a painful exercise. But what I am offering is, what if you bow down and you become happy? Now since we have no taste of that, we feel there is nobody before whom I can bow down and that authority can actually make me happy. He says, Krishna is someone, if you bow before him, I am guaranteeing you, he will make you happy. Just to end up our session here, there are some pastimes where we come to know how Nityanand Prabhu understood Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. It's a very difficult thing to say that I know this person's heart. Because outwardly there could be some instruction and there could be an inner bhav. It's very difficult. So, first is a dandabhanga pastime. Mahaprabhu taken sannyas, is on the way to Jagannath Puri. There is this famous temple, Koteshwar Mahadev. Mahaprabhu keeps his danda outside, goes for taking darshan. In ecstasy, he is chanting Krishna name, he is completely forgetful of the outstanding situation. Nityanand Prabhu talks to the danda. My Lord carries Krishna in his heart. Why should he carry you? Who are you so special that my Lord should be carrying you? And he broke it into three pieces, threw it in the Manadi river. And Mahaprabhu came and said, my staff, my danda is my identity as a sannyasi. So he said, well, you danced and then you stepped on it and you fell on it. And then afterwards I saw that it was broken three places, it broke. So I just took those three pieces and threw them away. Mahaprabhu was very angry, outwardly. And he said to Nityanand Prabhu and others, either you go first, I'll follow you, otherwise I go first and you follow me. We're not together. Outwardly he was angry. But internally, Mahaprabhu didn't have that desire to break the danda himself. Because the danda means identity. Mahaprabhu says, I don't identify as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, nor a Brahmachari, Grahasa, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. My only identification is I am a servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Krishna. Pratap Rudra, big king, biggest king in fact in that province, very powerful, and he wants to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Something akin to a millionaire, billionaire in today's city is saying that I want to meet this preacher. So he says, oh, why not? I'll be happy. I'll send my car. You can come to my house. Oh, jolly good. But that culture prevented that. It was Nityanand Prabhu who first of all sent Mahaprabhu's cloth. Then he presented the king's son. Mahaprabhu embraced the son. And later, Swaram Bhattacharya and Nityanand Prabhu, but he arranged that even, Prabhupada uses Victorian language, he says, pound shilling man. Vishay means a pound shilling man. Pound shilling means always thinking of loss and gain. And that's a very detrimental thing for spiritual life. Now they have to do that. But for a sannyasi, it is anathema. Kala Krishna Das. Sometimes we feel, I want personal association, personal association. Here is somebody who got the most personal association. Stayed with Mahaprabhu. Just two of them. Imagine how many books he could have written about what nectar happened. Far from nectar, he got carried away by a band of thieves. Bhattatharis. Both of them came back to Puri. Mahaprabhu didn't speak a word on the journey. As they came back, he said, here is this Kala Krishnadas, take him away. Very short, Mahaprabhu related what happened. And the devotees understood. His goose is cooked. Gone. There is no hope. Nityananda Prabhu devised a plan. Wait. Not all is lost. Go to Navadvip. Tell everybody that Mahaprabhu is back from his sojourn in South India. And is inviting everybody. Each and every Vaishnav you go and tell him, they will give you profuse blessings. See what a divine positive conspiracy. Mahaprabhu has given him up. And Nityananda Prabhu says, there is some way when we can help you. And that's how Kala Krishnadas got salvaged. Last is Chota Haridas. Chota Haridas also had this improper connection with a woman. Mahaprabhu rejected him. But Nityananda Prabhu arranged in such a way that again in a Gandharva form, he can come and sing for Mahaprabhu's pleasure. Let that experience be a lesson for all generations to come. So this is, in summary, a very, very fraction of a drop of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Shishi Gonitai ki, Nityananda Trayodashi Mahamohotsav ki, Shila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. I just thought we will end this with a small bhajan, just 10 minutes. Can start? Nitai Gunamani Amar.
Sister. Nitai gunamani amar. Nitai gunamani aniya premera vanya basailo avani Nitai gunamani ama, Nitai gunamani. Ani aphe mera vanya, basai lo avani. Ani apre mera vanya basai lo avani preme vanya loyanitha aila goda deshe Dubilo bhakata gana dina hina bhase dina hina patit pama nahi bhache ब्रह्मार दुर्लभ प्रेमा सब कार जाचे निताय गुण मानियामा निताय गुण मानी आनिया फे मेरा वन्या बसाई लो हवानी आनिया प्रेम मेरा वन्या बसाई हो अभद करुणा सिंधु नितय खटिया मोहा घरे घरे भूले प्रेमा आमी आर भां लोचन बोले मोरा नेता जे बना बजीलो जानिया सुनिया से आत्मा घाती होइलो निताय गुण मानिया मा निताय गुण मानी आनिया प्रेम मेरा वन्या बसाई लो वानी श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय नित्यानंद राम जय नित्यानंद राम नित्यानंद राम जय नित्यानंद राम परम करुणा पाहु दुई जान निताय गौर चंद्रा परम करुणा पाहु दुई जान निताय गौर चंद्रा सब अवतार सार शिरोमणि केवल आनंद कंदा सब सब अवतार सार शिरोमणि केवल आनंद kanda bajo bajo bhai chaitanya nitai sudhura bishwas kori vishaya chhadiya sirase majiya mukhe bolo hari hari dekho re bhai tribhuvane nai हे मोन दयाल दाता पशु पाखी जोरे पाषाण बिदारे